and welcome back to this special edition of Rosie on the House. Jennifer and I are celebrating our 39th anniversary. You know when that guy in the last segment asked you, what are the keys to success? You said never say quit. That could leave people with the impression you've had to say that a lot in the last 39 years.
No, I was thinking about you. You told me when you asked me to marry you, you said, I will never, if you marry me, I will never divorce you. And that's, you know, you keep your vows and, you know, it just, life throws you some curveballs and.
I still introduce her as my first wife.
You better always. First and last, buddy boy.
Oh, 39 years of marital bliss. Wishing the same level of happiness for you all. Hey, we're talking about things to do this particular weekend to get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. So we've convinced a friend of ours to call in from a great activity going on. It's Bill Andrus. He is the information officer at the Arizona Game and Fish. And Bill, where do you find yourself this morning, and what have y'all got going on?
Well, good morning, Rosie. And before we get any farther along, I have to say happy anniversary to you two.
Thank you very much.
39 years, you're off to a great start.
Boy, there's a great start. I tell you what, Bill, there's a lot of fishing and hiking and enjoying Arizona in those 39 years. I don't know that there's a corner of the state I haven't dragged my sweetheart to see elk or antelope or javelina or catch some fish. So she's been a real outdoor trooper with us. You were a city girl when I met you.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific to have a partner like that. And if you have someone that you'd like to get to go out on outdoor adventures like that with you, but you just don't know where to start, I've got the perfect event for you. I'm out here at the Arizona Game and Fish Outdoor Expo, which is presented by Shikar Safari Club International. We are at the Ben Avery shooting facility north of Phoenix on Carefree Highway just west of I-17. There'll be signs and electric road signs and all that kind of stuff to direct you here. But it is the largest and best outdoor expo in Arizona. We have pretty much every kind of outdoor recreation thing you could think of. Mess of boats to see, camping trailers, all of that kind of gear. But what really sets our event apart is the hands-on nature of things. We have a shooting range that is, I've heard it's a mile long. We have every kind of gun you can think of. You can use a black powder musket, air gun, practical pistol. We have clay targets, bench rest shooting, rimfire steel challenge. And you might even hear in the background the cowboy mounted shooters are practicing at this hour. That's going to be going on all day. If you've thought about, and I'm just yakking, Rosie, jump in.
Well, the mounted cowboy event, I mean, these are guys and gals on their generally quarter horses, aren't they, babe? Mm-hmm. On their quarter horses, and they're shooting pistols with pecan shells, I think, as the shot load, right?
That's new to me. I understood that they were shooting blanks, but you may be correct. They do ride around the arena, the little ring there, and there are barrels set out that they have to sort of swallow them through, and each of the barrels has a inflated balloon on it.
Yeah.
And their job is to ride around through the course, shoot out each of the balloons and get across the finish line in the best time.
As fast and as you can. It's fun.
It's really pretty colorful. They're all dressed up in great cowboy and cowgirl, cowwoman.
Yeah.
What does one say there? Is that a cow person? I don't know. They're all dressed up like cow people.
And, come on now.
Western. In Western garb.
There you go, Rosie. That's why you have a radio show. You can think of this stuff off the top of your head.
Yeah, I think they load those rounds with pecan shells, and that's what busts the balloons.
Huh. Okay. Well, even out here, I'm learning something. This is great.
And then you have archery range?
Yes, we do. There's a couple of different choices for that. We have a beginner's archery range for kids who want to try it. We have a range that everybody can try, that just shooting at stationary targets. And we also have what we call our 3D target area, where we have like a deer mannequin or a javelina. I guess you'd call it a mannequin, a javelinakin. I don't know. Anyway, you shoot your arrows at that. And not only those, but we've also have paddle craft. You can go out to our 90,000. There's the water truck. Hi, guys. Thank you. Yeah. now I'm all wet.
Yeah.
People have been saying that about me for years. But,
you got hit by a dust control truck, huh?
Yeah, that's right. We have dust control, and after the rain we had a couple of days ago, it isn't quite as dusty as we've seen in prior years.
Well, y'all, I'm thinking that y'all started, I can remember the first one. What was that, 15, 16 years ago?
I've only been with the department a little more than 3 years, okay. And it was my understanding that this is our 10th expo.
Is it?
And it may be that it's the 10th one we've done out here. Rosie, I'm terrible as far as the history of the event stuff goes, but I can tell you that this is maybe the biggest one we've ever done.
We've
got 16 acres of stuff out here for people to see and try.
And we've been out there and we've broadcast from the event on a couple different occasions. Jennifer and I have taken the kids and grandkids out there a couple events. And boy, when y'all started, I think y'all were happy to see 2,000 to 5,000 people show up. What did y'all have last year? Like 20 plus?
Well, it was 20 plus. It was actually 41,000 people
came through here
last year, which is why we say it's the biggest outdoor expo in the state. And plenty of room for people to spread out and see all these various attractions. And Rosie, you have been out here. You're right. Last year it was about, I don't know, 170 degrees out here.
It was hot.
We were all just burning up. But this year the weather is perfect. It's supposed to be a high of 81. You can't beat that for March in Arizona. And this is just a great place to be outdoors and enjoy the various activities that you can do out here.
Well, the hands-on element of this expo is what's so great, and it's at the Ben Avery Shooting Facility, but it's so much more than shooting. Y'all have got canoe paddling, you've got fishing, you've got wilderness survival. Talk about if you're interested in getting outdoors in Arizona, you don't know where to start, this expo this weekend is the place to be. But what are some of the other things non-gun related that y'all have out there?
Not gun related. Well, we've got plenty of things that aren't gun related. We have OHVs, off-highway vehicles, that you can, come out and take a look at and learn a little bit more about how to be safe with them. We have tents full of outdoor equipment vendors and suppliers who can explain, the various new gadgets and gizmos that. Here comes the water truck again.
he's bound and determined to get you.
Yeah, and he's doing a pretty good job of it. But and I guess that's one of the hands-on attractions here. You can get watered down by a water truck.
There you go.
But really, there's a lot of fun things to do. And one of the things we haven't talked about is all of the live critters we have out here. Many of our we take in a bunch of animals that have been orphaned or injured or abandoned. And, we care for them at our wildlife center. And many of them are up here today. You'll see tortoises. I think there's a golden eagle, owls, vultures, kestrels, and other animals as well, like a ringtail. We usually have a whole bunch of reptiles, snakes, Gila monsters, all within glass viewing cases, so there isn't really any danger from that.
Yeah, it's worth a trip just to see that.
Who live in the desert have never seen those animals, and here's a chance for you to be right in front of it, and it's absolutely free to get in. There is no cost for any of these things.
That's
if you're going to
awesome.
Be shooting, you would pay for a nominal charge for the ammo, but to go fishing in our kids' fishing tent, that's free. The Lake Paddlemore is free. Everything here is here for your enjoyment, for you to learn more about the outdoors.
If you're bringing your family for the day, Bill, do you have to pack a lunch, or you got some food trucks out there?
You may do either. There are people that bring in their own food and water, and that's fine. But if you want to come up here and just enjoy the food that's on hand, there is a big area with food court. I've seen signs for Buffalo Burgers and Don Jose's Mexican food barbecue and hamburgers, hot dogs, mm-hmm. Ice cream, homemade lemonade, all of the great stuff that you usually find at fairs and things. We've got a really good selection of vendors and great places to eat outdoors. And, I keep using the word outdoors, and I just want to emphasize that because it's so important. So many of our kids today spend all of their time on the couch in front of the TV or playing video games, and mom and dad often don't know how to get them outside. Well, you can bring them out here. They can see, they can learn about camping. They can learn about how to identify different animals' tracks and all sorts of stuff that will get them interested in being outdoors. And Rosie and you both know this. Once you get a taste of being out in the wild, you want to do it more and more often. Yeah. And it's just a great lifestyle. That's really what this is all about, the game and fish lifestyle. Come on out and enjoy it. Learn more about it out here at the Ben Avery Shooting Facility.
Last year when we were out there, I think I ended up spending about an hour and a half just visiting with a couple that were out there doing Dutch oven cooking. I learned a lot about Dutch oven cooking that I just had never known, and I'm fairly good with a Dutch oven. With some coals.
Now, have you gotten yourself a Dutch oven? Are you doing that now?
Oh, we love Dutch ovens when you're out there camping. Just a big old pot pie or shepherd's pie or big breakfast biscuits. Oh, man.
Or an apple Betty.
Yeah, absolutely. So the hours of the event.
It's from 9 to 5 p.m. today, 9 a.m., 5 p.m. today, and then 9 to 4 tomorrow. And I usually advise people to try to get out here as early in the day as you can, fewer people, shorter lines, that kind of thing. And in years past, we've had to advise you to come out early before it got to be 180 degrees. But this year, gorgeous weather. I think you could show up almost any time all day and have a great time out here. Free parking. We've got the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office assisting us with getting people in and out easily. Everything, free parking, free admission. And we can't emphasize that enough. If you're bringing out a family, you're not paying $14 a head to get through our door. It's all free.
This is just what is on today's list. 10 a.m., improve your bow hunting success. 11 a.m., introduction to birds of prey. Noon, shooting sports for women. 1 o'clock, venomous reptiles. 2 o'clock, wilderness survival. 3 o'clock, all about trout. That's just today's lineup. Free parking, free admission, great family activity. Ben Avery Shooting Facility for the Arizona Game and Fish Outdoor Expo going on today and tomorrow. Bill, thanks a million for, I know you're busy out there. Thanks a million for taking some time and joining us.
Rosie, I got time for you anytime. And again, happy anniversary. I hope you guys have a great Saturday, and we hope to see everybody who listens to KTAR out here at the Ben Avery Shooting Range for the Arizona Game and Fish Outdoor Expo. Take care, Rosie.
Thank you.